All right, so we're diving into this Gen AI summit happening in Silicon Valley this November. You've shared a ton of info about it, and even just skimming through the website, it seems like kind of a big deal. What were your first impressions?
The scale is what really struck me. The GPTDAO, they're the ones behind those massive global Gen AI events, and they're hosting over 10,000 people, this time at the Santa Clara Convention Center.
10,000.
Yeah, it's a huge concentration of, well,
It's not just going to be like a room full of techies, though, right?
not at all. That's what makes it so interesting, actually.
Okay.
It's not just a tech conference. They've got everyone from like startup founders to CEOs of these multi-billion dollar companies. It's a
Okay.
real mix.
It's like everyone's sensing this shift toward AI and they all want a front row seat or something.
Exactly. And they've even got Fiona Ma attending.
Wait, really? The California State Treasurer? What do you think that says about how seriously people are taking the whole AI thing?
Well, it tells you AI isn't just this abstract tech anymore. It's having real-world implications, even on the economy. She's probably there to learn about potential investments or maybe to understand how this tech might impact the state's economy.
It's like everyone wants a piece of the action.
Exactly.
And speaking of big names, can we talk about that speaker lineup for a sec? Because, wow, it's impressive.
Yeah, it's a who's who of the AI world. We're talking industry heavyweights. Arvind Jain from Glean,
They're valued at like $4 billion, right?
$4.6 billion to be exact. And Lucas Buywalt from Weights and Biases.
Another billion-dollar AI company, yeah.
They're the ones shaping the direction of AI right now.
Yeah.
And it's not just CEOs either. We've got VCs, researchers, engineers. They even got Andrew Main, the first prompt engineer.
What? No way. The Andrew Main, formerly of OpenAI, he's going to be there.
The one and only.
Wow. Okay. See, that's the kind of stuff that makes this summit different, I feel like. They're not just going for the big names, they're finding people who are doing genuinely interesting things with AI.
Absolutely. And Main's presence, it highlights this fascinating aspect of the whole Gen AI boom. We're going beyond just the algorithms now. It's about how we interact with them, the prompts, the whole new skill set.
It's like we're inventing the language of AI as we go, and people like Andrew Main are leading the charge.
Exactly. It's an exciting time to be involved in this field.
Okay, so we've got the CEOs, the investors, the prompt engineers. What about the research side of things? Who are you most interested in hearing from?
Dr. Devendra Chaplot from Mistral AI is definitely high on my list. Mistral's valued at a cool $6 billion, and their focus is on democratizing AI.
Democratizing AI, what does that even mean?
Making it more accessible, basically. They want to put cutting-edge AI tools into the hands of smaller companies, even individuals, not just keep it locked away in these giant tech companies.
So instead of needing a billion-dollar budget to experiment with AI, anyone could potentially get in on the action.
Exactly.
That's a pretty powerful idea. And speaking of getting in on the action, I was looking at the agenda and they've got this whole exhibition area. Imagine walking through rows of booths, all these companies showcasing the latest AI innovations.
It's like a window into the future right there in the exhibition hall. You can see firsthand how fast this technology is evolving. Plus, they've really tried to make it accessible to everyone. They've got student discounts, VIP access.
So whether you're a student just starting out, a CEO looking to invest, or just a curious mind who wants to see what the hype is all about, there's a place for you at this summit.
Exactly.
Okay, but let's zoom in a bit. We've talked about the big names, GPT, DAO, and all that, but I'm curious about some of the specific companies attending.
Sure.
We've got Glean, Weights and Biases, but there are also companies like Forethought and Typeface AI. What can you tell us about them?
Well, Forethought is valued at a cool $390 million, and they're using AI to basically revolutionize customer service.
Okay.
They've got this platform that helps automate and enhance customer interactions.
Makes things smoother, more efficient.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, it means happier customers, too. And then there's Typeface AI.
They're a billion-dollar company, right?
That's right, a billion-dollar company focused on generative AI for content creation. Think like marketing copy, social media posts, even personalized website content, all generated by AI.
Wow. So instead of hiring a whole team of writers, you could just have AI do it all for you.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
It's a potential game changer for businesses, especially those looking to scale their content production.
It's wild to think about.
It is. And then there's Wordware.
Oh, yeah, Wordware. They've exploded onto the scene recently. Didn't they hit 5 million users in like 2 weeks?
Something like that. Talk about being the right place at the right time. Their founder, Philip Cazzara, is going to be one to watch at the summit, for sure.
It sounds like it's going to be a mix of these big players and these up-and-coming startups all trying to like stake their claim in the AI gold rush.
That's a great way to put it. It's a real mix of established players and the next generation of AI disruptors all coming together in one place.
Yeah.
And the best part is they're not shying away from the ethical considerations either.
Right, because with any new technology, especially one as powerful as AI, there are always going to be ethical questions that need to be addressed.
Exactly. And it's encouraging to see that they're actually incorporating those conversations into the summit itself.
So it's not just a celebration of all things AI, it's also a space to have those tougher conversations about the potential downsides, the ethical dilemmas.
Precisely. And they've got some great speakers lined up to address those issues.
Like who?
Well, Dr. Hansu Li, co-founder of Exabits, is going to be talking about ethical and responsible AI development.
So they're not just assuming everything's going to be fine and dandy. They're actually thinking about these things proactively.
Yes. Which is refreshing to see, because it's not just about ethics either, right?
Yeah.
We need to talk about security, privacy, the potential impact on jobs. These are all massive questions that need answers.
It's like AI has the potential to do so much good, but we need to be careful that we're not just creating new problems while trying to solve old ones.
Exactly. And the fact that they're bringing in people like Swapnil Jain, CEO of Observe AI.
Another billion-dollar AI company. Right?
Yep. But he's also a huge advocate for responsible AI implementation, especially when it comes to data privacy.
Okay, so they're really trying to cover all the bases with this summit, both the exciting possibilities and the potential pitfalls.
Yes. It's about finding that balance, pushing the boundaries of what's possible while making sure we're doing it in a way that benefits everyone, not just a select few.
It's like walking a tightrope, in a way.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
But a very exciting, potentially world-changing tightrope.
Well said. Okay, so we've got ethics, we've got big names, we've got startups. Is there anything else we should know about the companies attending?
Well, we've talked about software and platforms, but there's also the hardware side of things. Companies like Cerebra Systems, for example, they're at the forefront of building the powerful infrastructure needed to run these complex AI models.
Because AI isn't just about algorithms, right? It's about having the computing power to actually make those algorithms work.
Exactly. And then you have companies like Moveworks. They're using AI to revolutionize workplace automation. They're valued at like $2.1 billion.
Wow. So even within the world of AI, you've got all these different niches, all these different areas of specialization.
And let's not forget the investors. We can't talk about AI without talking about the billions of dollars pouring into this field.
Right, because someone's got to fund all these startups and research projects.
Exactly. And the Gen AI Summit is going to be crawling with venture capitalists and investment firms.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking major players like NEA with their $25 billion fund.
$25 billion? Wow. That's a lot of zeros.
And M12, they're a venture capital firm that invests $250 million every year in promising companies.
It's like the whole world of finance is looking at AI and thinking, okay, this is the future. We need to be a part of this.
It's an exciting time to be involved in AI, that's for sure.
It sounds like it. Okay, so to sum it all up, we've got a massive event, thousands of attendees from all over the world representing a huge range of companies and industries, all focused on this one transformative technology.
And the best part is you don't need a $1 billion valuation to be a part of the conversation.
Right, because at its core, AI is about ideas.
Exactly. It's about exploring the potential of this technology to solve problems, create new possibilities, and shape the future.
And the Gen AI Summit seems like the perfect place to do just that, to connect, to learn, to be inspired, and maybe even to walk away with a whole new perspective on what the future holds.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So we've got this summit, a melting pot of AI minds and money. But beyond just the who, what about the what? What are some of the big themes they're tackling at this Gen AI Summit?
Well, one of the big ones is how AI is being used in all sorts of industries. And I'm not just talking about tech either. This thing's got everything from healthcare to finance, manufacturing, even creative fields like music and art.
It's like AI is everywhere these days. But do you really think it's going to revolutionize something like art? I mean, some people are still on the fence about AI-generated music and all that.
Oh, there's definitely some healthy skepticism out there. But think of it this way. What if, instead of replacing human creativity, AI tools could actually help artists and musicians push their boundaries even further?
I see what you mean. So it's more like giving them new tools to work with, new ways to express themselves.
Exactly. Like, imagine a painter using an AI tool to explore completely new color palettes, or a musician experimenting with AI-generated melodies.
That's a cool way to think about it. And then there are fields like healthcare, where AI could have an even bigger impact.
Absolutely. With speakers like Dr. Natalia Vasilieva, the VP and ML/CTO of Cerebras Systems, we'll get some real insights into how AI is being used to tackle some really complex problems, and drug discovery, personalized medicine, stuff like that.
It's crazy to think that AI could be the key to curing diseases, or at least making healthcare way more effective. But it's not just about solving problems that already exist, right? What about the new possibilities that AI is opening up?
Exactly. And the summit is addressing that too. For example, you've got LiveX AI. They're using AI to create these interactive and personalized shopping experiences.
Personalized shopping. Like, instead of me having to scroll through endless product pages, AI could just, like, know what I want before I even do.
That's the idea. AI can analyze your past purchases, your browsing history, even your social media to recommend products that you're more likely to love. It could make the whole shopping experience way more efficient, maybe even more enjoyable.
I don't know, part of me finds that a little creepy. Like, is AI gonna know me better than I know myself?
Well, that's the thing with AI, isn't it? We're always navigating this line between what's possible and what feels, intrusive or manipulative.
Which brings us back to the ethics of it all. It seems like you can't talk about AI's potential without talking about the potential downsides, too.
Right, and the summit definitely isn't shying away from those conversations. There's a whole track dedicated to ethical and responsible AI development.
So, beyond just the whole bias in AI and the impact on jobs, what are some of the ethical things they're looking at?
One area that's getting a lot of attention is the environmental impact of AI. You see, training these massive AI models takes a ton of computing power, and that translates into a lot of energy consumption.
Oh, right. I never thought about that. So it's like we're trying to save the world with AI on one hand, but potentially harming it on the other.
Exactly. And as AI becomes even more sophisticated and we start using it for everything, it's crucial that we figure out how to make it more energy efficient and sustainable.
Otherwise, it's like we're just trading one problem for another.
Exactly. And that's why events like this summit are so important. They bring together the brightest minds to tackle these challenges head on, to make sure that AI develops in a way that benefits everyone and the planet.
So we've covered a lot of ground, from the big picture of AI's potential to the more nuanced ethical considerations. But let's zoom in on something that I always find fascinating: startups.
Ah, yes, the engine of innovation. They bring a certain energy to the AI world, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. They're nimble, they're not afraid to take risks, and they often come up with these really specific applications of AI that you wouldn't expect. Do you see how many startups are going to be at this summit?
Over 500. It's incredible. Each one with their own unique take on how to leverage this technology. It's like a breeding ground for disruption.
It makes you wonder what the next big AI breakthrough is going to be, right? Will it come from some giant tech company with billions of dollars, or from a small team of passionate entrepreneurs working out of their garage?
That's the beauty of it. It's hard to predict. And that's part of what makes this summit so exciting. You never know who you're going to meet or what groundbreaking idea you'll stumble upon.
It's like the Wild West of tech.
In a way, yeah. And for anyone listening who might be dreaming of starting their own AI company, this summit is an incredible opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine being surrounded by potential investors, mentors, future partners. What advice would you give to someone just starting out in AI, maybe with an idea for a company?
Don't be intimidated. It's easier than ever to get started in AI these days. There are so many open source tools and resources available online. The key to find a problem you're passionate about, something that keeps you up at night, and then figure out how AI can be part of the solution.
Find that intersection between your passion, a real-world problem, and the power of AI.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to think differently, to challenge the status quo. Some of the most successful AI startups are those that are tackling problems in unexpected ways.
It's about creativity as much as it is about technology, right?
Absolutely. And events like this summit are so valuable because they bring together these creative minds, these passionate individuals who are all pushing the boundaries of what's possible. It's inspiring.
It's like they say, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And it seems like the Gen AI Summit is the place to be if you want to go far in the world of AI.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the Gen AI Summit from every angle: the attendees, the speakers, the themes, the potential benefits, and even the potential pitfalls.
It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It really has. So for our listeners who are now just as excited about AI as we are, be sure to check out the Gen AI Summit website. They have all the info there, the speakers, the schedule, the tracks, and who knows, maybe we'll see some of you there in Silicon Valley.
That'd be great.
Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep asking those big questions. The future of AI is waiting to be written, and we're all invited to be a part of the story.
Well said.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time.